The last time the state passed a law increasing the minimum wage was in 2014, when it was raised over 4 years from $7.25 to $10.10. The legislature considered proposals last year to increase it, but then the pandemic hit. Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii President and CEO Sherry Minor McNamara says now is not the time to pass such a proposal because local businesses are struggling to survive. She says for employers, it's not as simple as adding another $2 an hour.
Hawaii is the only state in the nation that has prepaid health care. So when you factor in the health care that is provided to full-time or employees that work more than 20 hours, that's an added cost. So we're looking at $3 more per hour on top of the minimum wage. And there's other wages and increases that are tied to the actual wage, such as workers' compensation, temporary disability, unemployment insurance, payroll taxes, and other type of voluntary benefit programs.
But advocates argue raising the minimum wage will not only help workers make ends meet, but also stimulate the local economy. Gavin Thornton is the executive director of the Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice. He says he knows increasing the minimum wage will affect local businesses at this time, but he says no action will have a greater long-term impact on the local economy and community.
Hawaii's been losing population because people have been having to leave Hawaii since they can't afford to make ends meet. That is a major problem for Hawaii's economy that we've got to address. And the way that you address that is by increasing people's capabilities to make ends meet here, by helping ensure that they have a wage that they can live on. One other thing that's really important to consider is that when we last increased the minimum wage, which happened from the period from 2015 to 2018, our state's unemployment rate dropped by 52% to record lows.
In 2018, the State Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism estimated workers need to earn at least $17 an hour to be able to meet the cost of living in Hawaii. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.